Welcome to the Alium Fellowship Incubator Virtual Mentor Hangout for the month of December. And we have a doozy for you today, talking about taking your scholarship to the next level. And we have two really accomplished and trained researchers, as well as educators. They're the dual threat that we really wanted for this hangout. And they are Dr. Patrick Lank and Damon Keel.
If you're thinking NIH grant funding, if you're thinking life as a researcher, you have to spend a period of time in your own head. You have to spend some time where you're not taking every single administrative responsibility that's offered to you and really think through some projects from beginning to end. If you take a survey class, do a survey study. If you take a qualitative research class, do a qualitative study. If you take a higher level stats database class using things like imputation, then try to do a study that has huge databases. Just expose yourself to as much as you can when you're as young as you are, and it'll help you out a lot in the future. I challenge each of you to go and write a biosketch if you've never written one before. Biosketches are usually the NIH form. They're usually project-driven. So if you have a project, just write a biosketch like you're going to apply for a grant tomorrow. If you don't have a project, make one up. It just allows you much more of a narrative than a CV does, and it can help you think about your next steps in your research career.
Maybe an abstract and trying to turn it into a paper is not always the best approach to explode your research, rather than saying, I've got this one abstract, and now that's a building block for a second or third abstract that then will become a paper. And if you can start thinking about the bigger context of your interest and then answering small pieces of it, suddenly those abstracts do fall into place and you start building on them. Meetings are no longer a keg party with a bunch of your buddies. You've got to go with a vision that I'm going to work for a week. And I know SAM can be fun and CORD can be fun, but this is the time to put your work hat on, especially as a fellow or as a junior faculty. You really have got to attack it with the approach of what is my schedule? I've got to attend this abstract session because this is my area of interest. And if you walk away from that abstract session and haven't met every single presenter, you have missed a huge opportunity for now expanding your focus and also potential collaborators.
Patrick started out talking a little bit about whatever you're exposing yourself to, you know, whether it's surveys, qualitative research, think about how it applies to your research question. And then Damon kind of added to that with the idea of controlled yeses, that when you're doing these things that you're getting something out of it, you're getting tools that expand your toolbox and your expertise. Patrick then talked about this exercise of writing a biosketch for your CV, which can be really helpful to figure out who you are and what you're going to be about as a scholar. And then Damon, as he talked about moving us into from fellow into junior faculty, thinking bigger than just the abstract to paper, abstract to paper, abstract to paper, but thinking bigger about what the big question is we want to answer, and then kind of picking off parts of that that may be multiple abstracts before one paper, but thinking bigger and then slicing that into digestible studies. And then Damon also made a great point about leveraging meetings. And as we are now fellows and we're no longer residents at these meetings, it's time to work. Bring your work hat and go to the things that you need to go to and meet the people that you need to meet in order to take your scholarship further. Also a plug from Damon for the CORD EMF grants. Attend a training session if you can. Sit with mentors who have written the grants. Get non-med-ed researchers to look at your stuff. And that's a great opportunity for fellows.
This podcast is brought to you by Call 9. Stay tuned for more podcasts from the Alium Fellowship Incubator.